Aleph, Aleph. Okay? Chamisha dvarim chayavim b'chala. There are five things that you're chayav in chala.
I wrote down what they are here in English somewhere. Get it out.
Chamish dvarim chayavim b'chala. The five things chayav in chala. Achitim, wheat, sorim, barley, kusmin, which is spelt, shibola shur, which is oats, and shifon, which is rye. All these five things are iluchayim l'chala, l'chayim l'chala, if a dough is needed from them. Umitztachim zeim zeh, they join with each other in order to be make a chiyuv of chala. We're going to see in where that's only to rabbanon. They're all also as chodesh prior to Pesach. They may not be harvested before the korban omer. The mishrishu korban omer, if they took root before the korban omer, before the omer was brought to our matir, and the omer permits them. And if not, asurim achiyava omer abo, they are forbidden until the next omer is brought.
So is that because it's
chodesh? Yes, chodesh. Chamishat vayim chayim v'chala. V'chulei. There are five things to chayim v'chala, etc. Ksiv, it says, v'yobachochem ilechem oretz Yisrael, when you eat from the food of the land of Israel, when you enter the land of Israel, tarimu tumah la'Hashem, you should take a tithe unto God. And that tithe, we learn, is chala. Yoch, you call v'yim chayim v'chala, could be that everything is chayim v'chala, everything you have to take chalav for everything. Talmud lomar mi lechem, from the bread. Velo kol lechem, not all the bread. Imi lechem velo kol lechem. If you're going to say that it's from the bread and not all the bread, and li elchitin sorim bilvad, maybe it's only from wheat and barley, kusmin spelt, shishibola shual oats. And shifon rye. I mean, now you now know that as well as chayv and chala. Tam lomar reishis hariso zechem. The beginnings of all of your kneadings, kneadings. Riba, this includes, and we includes not everything in the world. We take out the parentheses here, but includes, they are the next two words. Includes many of the three other things of spelt, oats, and rye. Okay, take out the words riba kol. That's from the Meiri. He takes out those words. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi in name Rabbi Shimon said, Tani Rabbi Shmuel, in the house of Rabbi Shmuel, they learned, and the next word should be kain, not bain. They learned like the previous Gemara. Rabbi Yoina, and the Gra takes out Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Yishim, lucky Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Omar, it seems that they also said it was named Rabbi Shmuel. It's not clear exactly how to read this. The Mashbiach tries to change around, but it's not important enough to get into. Amrei Mona, Mona said, "As least the kol kesarin, I went to Caesarea, v'shamis Rabbi Achva, and I heard Rabbi Achva next word should be yeah, he took Sarah, but what does he change it to? Rabbi Achva Bar Zira changes it to. I heard Rabbi Achva Bar Abba, and next then it should be Omar Abba. He said that my father said a different drasha. Raymond's father is Rabbi Yena, and he says father said a different drasha instead of the drasha Rabbi Shmuel, which is from Rishis Hariso Sechem. He says Nemar Lechem Pesach, it says bread by Pesach. Nemar Lechem Chal, it says bread. Like the bread mentioned by Pesach, Dover Shuboli, they matzo chametz, to be saying, would you come matzo or chametz? Avlechem sherei b'challah, so to the bread which is mentioned by challah, dover shubali de matzah v'chometz, says be something which can be come to either matzah or chometz through the rising process. Uvorku matzah, they checked and they found she'en lecha bali de matzah chometz, there's nothing which can become either matzah or chometz el chamesh v'vim levad, except for these five great categories of grain. V'shachol v'ayim, what about anything else? Anybody, they matzah chimitz, they can become neither matzah or nachas, they become chametz, elidei sirachon, their fermentation process, a different one, which is literally called disgusting. But it means they don't ferment the same way. So in fact, they don't have the same enzymes, which cause the fermentation of the type unique to bread.
So these are the only five grains that are capable of rising to be leavened.
Yeah, true fermentation, right. Okay?
Is that
talking
true?
Yes, it's true. Tiny, there is some chemical difference. Many years ago, Leish Neyman gave me an explanation of it.
Oh, that's true.
But, there is a certain enzyme which is only present in bread, which is not present in anything else.
This paper, so it's chem paper.
Right, I don't remember exactly what it was, but, Tiny, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri says, kirmis, which is a type of poor wheat, chayas chalas chayv chaya, rachala. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, boli de matzul chametz. Rabbi Yochanan Ruy says it's chayv chala because they can become matzul or chametz. Rabbanan say, ain't a boli de matzah v'chimutz. They cannot become matzah or chometz. It doesn't properly rise. And by the way, it's important to know the Rosh Sirileo throws in, together with commerce here, rice, orez. So they both can rise, but not rise fully. They only become true matzah or true chometz. Leave the kua. Ask them, why don't we check this out, whether they ferment properly or not? Why are we just taking guesses? Let's check it out. So it says, Maralika b'dikosin chalukin. They don't know how to check it out. They don't know what, okay, they experiment, they check it out. They don't remember what the results were. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nuri Amar, but cool, they checked out Umatsua, and they found sheep bali, they matzah, that it can become matzah v'chomet. But cool, they checked it, v'lo matzua, so sheep bali, they matzah v'chomet. And they found that it does come to matzah v'chomet. So the whole concept of the experiment was necessary, but its results were muddled. Tamatim, we learned over there. Seftus Trumos. Tapur Shirisko, an apple of truma which you cut up, and you put it into the dough, the chmitza, and it causes it to ferment. So this dough is also for a czar. Why? Because it already has the qualities of the apple. But that's only time Rabbi Yossi Omer Mutar. Rabbi Yossi says it's Mutar. What's the machlokas? The mechametz me'meimov. The only machlokas when you use the apple juice to be mechametz. Mechametz begufo, but if you use the substance of the apple to affect this catalyst. So, Divrei HaKol, everybody agrees.
Let's say Divrei HaKol here. I just made that up.
This is
Divrei. Where am I? Lost my place.
Divrei HaKol Mutar. According to everybody agrees it's Mutar because the substance doesn't remain in there, so there's no mamashes of Isser there. No significant Isser. Rabbi Yossi Kedaite. Rabbi Yossi is like his line of reason. Rabbi Yossi said this is okay. This apple of the Truma in the Chulin. Rabbi Yossi says, okay, Kedaita has his opinion. Do Omar, who said, Tamar, he said over there, Ein Tavshilo Tavshil Borer, that you're not allowed to cook an egg on Shabbos next to an urn, right? Because it's not clear whether you're cooking or not. So you can't, and the eggs are Kalia Bishul, so you can't put it there, right?
On top of a handkerchief or whatever, right?
Can't put next to your urn. Ain't Tavshilo Tavshu Borer. Nevertheless, he held that it's not considered to be a true, even if it rises. We're talking about a case where it's not your one of the five grains.
I went.
No, no, that's the next line. No, am I wrong?
It is the next line.
Yeah. No. He also says, Tamon ain't of Shubor, again, let's talk about where you put an egg next to your urn on Shabbos. Or something of the like. They're not supposed to do, you're not supposed to do that, but nevertheless, it's not. Actually, Rabbi Yossi permits it. He says it's okay because it's not considered to be true cooking. Ain't of Shilbor means it's not considered to be true cooking, so it's permitted. So, according to Rabbi Yossi. So too over there, just like it's matir putting the egg next to her because it doesn't get bona fide cooked, so too here is matir fermenting this other stuff, the non-grains, because they don't become truly leavened and do not truly rise. Okay? So just like you say, asking more. There's nothing that can become matzah or chametz el chametz. I mean, bilvad, all the five types of grain, with a kavosa, ein lecha megarer im kulam. Similarly, there's nothing which connects with or with any of them, el chitim usorim bilvad. Only things which connect are grain of wheat and grain of barley together with the other things in the Mishnah.
I'm not explaining that properly. One second.
Yeah, Rabbi Hila argues on. On this in two respects. I didn't get to Rabbi Hillel yet. That's my mistake. I was looking at that Rabbi Schlein later. Let me read this over again. Kemodat Omar ain lecha bali de matzah v'chametz el chametz miyavad. Just like he says, no, we can call matzah or chametz except if it comes to the chametz haminim. The kavosa so to ain lecha megarim kulam. There's none which can drag the others in and make a bashir together. El chitim misorim v'ad. In other words, rye doesn't drag oats and oats don't drag spelt. But chitim misorim, wheat and barley drag those along because their overwhelming chashivas cancels or subsumes the other issues involved here.
The others are on their own rights.
Right, but not joining with anything else except wheat and barley. Okay? The kavod say ilchom megarim kulam mel chitim misorim v'ad. Rabbi Lusher Shibaloka said lo shari lo se itza mina chitim mina ores. It's only if you make a dough from wheat and from rice. Veino nigra eliyim achitim bilvad. That we do not require that there's no greira except with the wheat. Now he has two chumras here. He says there's no greira except with the there's nothing which drags along except for wheat. And there's nothing else which is dragged along except for ores, except for rice. According to the previous statement, anything can get dragged along. But according to this, only rice can get dragged along.
Okay?
Only by wheat. Very good. Okay, it says more further. Nevertheless, ask the more, a very stubborn question. On toasted rice, you should be chayv on chodesh. It should be also because of chodesh. It's not a grain, but it says, because it says in pasuk, v'lecha v'koli v'karmel lo sochlo etzem hayom haseh. So I might say that koli also includes toasted rice. Maybe toasted rice is also by chodesh, right? Mao shechem v'koli shalom mishum chodesh. Rabbi Zira said, "Ksiv it says v'lechem v'kali v'karmel lo sochlu. Lechem is bread. Kali is tosel karmel is soft harvested grain. You shouldn't eat shechayav v'alechem shlom mishum chodash chayav v'shokali. So we say all these three things are describing the same substance. And something which is bread for which you chayav chodash, in that case you'll be chayav also on kali." Because of Chodesh. And she'en chayov alechem shalom mishum Chodesh. That in which the bread has no Chodesh. En chayov alkoli shalom mishum alechem shalom mishum Chodesh. En chayov alkoli shalom mishum Chodesh. So there's no problem of the vessels containing alkoli shalom of the toast being Chodesh. Yeah, let me just stand up. It's going to be easier for me. For some reason, I got tired. There's halacha that toasted grain, of course, has chodesh, right? It's grain. What? So, but it says in the pasuk separately, v'lechem v'koli v'karmel lo sochlu l'emetzmayom hazeh. So I might say that koli doesn't have to be lechem in order to be osur b'chodesh. Anything toasted, even toasted rice. So that's why we say no. It says v'lechem v'koli v'karmel, really they're all the same substance. Anything which is called bread and called koli and called karmel, meaning anything which could be bread, could be toasted, or could be soft. That's a tchayv and challah. So it does not include what? It does not include orez. That's a tchayv and chodesh. So it does not include orez, because orez, rice, although it can be toasted, it doesn't have the shame of bread. Okay? Rabbi Yirmiya boy korev zero. Let me
open the door here. It's getting...
I'm first warming up. I just took off my gloves.
I did actually took two. I'm running around all day, so I do not want
you. Okay, Rabbi Yirmiya boy korev Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yirmiya asked for Rabbi Zira. Eruv Irev Arba, now it should be tied, it's a type where Erev Arbas Rovin Bifni Atma. The Shiv Chala is Chameshas Ravayim is 5/4 of a measure. So what happens if you took 4 measures of one type of grain by Bifni Atzam by itself, the Chimtzan, and you cause it to rise, and then you took another Arba Rovin, another 4 measures, Bifnei Atzam by themselves, ve'irvan, and you mix them together.
And you mix them together. I assume it means also that you made sure that they were they rose. You fermented them. So you have 4 and 4. You have four of one grain and 4 of another grain. Okay. So what's the halacha in this case? Asya de Rabbi Yoina ke Rabbi Yirmiya. So then Rabbi Yoina would take Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Yossi would take Rabbi Zira. What does that mean?
Asya de Rabbi Yoina ke Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yoina goes to Rabbi Yirmiya. Kimod Rabbi Yoina marachu kogli lechem. It's got to be called bread. So to Rabbi Yehuda holds it's got to be called bread in order to make all the halachas of bread apply. So therefore, even though you have 4 measures of bread and 4 measures of rice mixed together, that's not called bread. Since it's not called bread, so therefore you cannot give it the halachas of bread, and therefore it's exempt from challah, right? The Rabbi Yossi goes, however, like Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yossi goes like Rabbi Zira. Kemad Rabbi Zira Amar. Just like Rabbi Zira said, Minui kohui lechem. The type is called bread, even though not this specific piece. Ken Rabbi Yossi Omer Minu Kor Lechem Sotu Rabbi Yossi holds that it's called bread because it's in the current state, I guess, it's combined with bread, I guess would be the best way to put it. One second. Yeah, you have, again, let's go over the case again. I have a case of 4 measures of wheat and 4 measures of corn. Even though they didn't have corn in the old days, right? So 4 measures of wheat and 4 measures of corn. So now you want to join them together in order to be chayiv and chala, because you need 5 measures in order to be chayiv. So this is a machlokas. If you hold that definition of chala is only that which is defined as bread, that's not bread. None of them are bread. And there's not enough of the regular stuff, so therefore there's only not going to be any chayiv and chala. But if you hold that that it's not what's called bread, but what could be called bread, so therefore it could be called bread. It falls in the larger rubric of loaves. And therefore, in that case, I could say that it's mitzvah if you have to take of chayav. Okay?
It's like calling it a
mizonos
roll or it's not quite the same thing.
Right. The same idea.
It looks like bread.
Right.
And we tacos say it's bread.
That's right. Now, there has to be bread in order to be, the Tanakamos, that's not enough. It's not just that it looks like bread or we call it bread, but it has to have the character bread. Okay? Asyut Rabbi Yossi Krabi Hila Afagabdu Poli Golove. That which Rabbi Yossi said is going like Rabbi Hila, even though in another aspect he's arguing on him. Now, what does it mean? Rabbi Yossi is one who says that it goes by people calling it bread, right? And Rabbi Hila here is the one who said that. What?
Did it actually have to be bread?
One second. Yeah. No, that which can be called bread is chayev. I'm making a mistake about this. One second. Where is that machlokas Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yirmiya? Okay, fine. Rabbi Yossi is on top. It's not on top. At the bottom, almost at the very bottom. Rabbi Yossi says that minu ikar lechem, as long as the typology is called bread, that's sufficient. Okay? So, nonetheless, so there, when we come now here to Rabbi, that which you say, Rabbi Hila agrees with him on one thing and argues with him on the other thing. Rabbi Hila agrees. Well, first we really have to see what Rabbi Hila says. Rabbi Hila said, okay, I got it now. Rabbi Hila said rice joins with wheat, right? That was the case you pointed out before. Rice joins with wheat, but only wheat and only with rice, right? That's like Rabbi Yossi, because that's called bread. People call that bread. That's okay, that goes like Rabbi Yossi. But what does go like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi said that before, that's be chimutza barur. It causes evident, clear, unambiguous rising. And the orez here is not going to rise clearly, and therefore it should be exempt from chala. Okay? So that's what the two things are. On the one hand, we take Rabbi Yossi so that anything which is called bread is chayv and chala. That makes sense. But on the other hand, we say that in order to be able to in order to be able to say that something is chayv v'chala, it has to have, be able to clearly rise. And this dough cannot clearly rise, and therefore it should be exempt from chala.
Isn't that contradictory then?
No. Because you would say that only things which you'd answer Rabbi Yossi up and say that Rabbi Yossi holds that only things which are bona fide bread and called bread are chayv and chala, right? It's not either or. The Gemara says he argues Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda says it's either or, right? It doesn't be both. He says it has to be specifically be both. Okay, what in other words, it has to be both chi lechem and chi mutzah
baru. But if it's bona fide bread, it's automatically going to be cold bread.
Well, that's true, but bear in mind, he was looking at the Xeris HaKosef, from where do we know the whole root of the thing? It might be pasha to us, but he was looking at the entire root of the concept of challah and the challah joined together with two types. Okay? So that's what he's saying here. Okay? Says the Gemara. One line for the bottom, base. Zuger, let's go. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Shama Kulu Minahein Kroya. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman learned everything from this pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, V'sham Chita, there will be wheat, Shura. Shura literally means a row, but here it means,
whichever one's not mentioned. No, that's the next one.
V'sham shura sa'ra nisman v'kosemes kosemes gvuloson. These are bounded, or they have boundaries. Now I'm going to explain. Sham chita eluchitim, that's wheat. Shura zushibo l'shul, that's oats, which grows like a row. Sa'ra barley eluchitim, that's barley. Nisman, what's Nisman Zashivan? That's rye. Vikosemes, what's kosemes? Kosemes, ezakosmin, that's spelt. So all these things we're saying are cases where they're chayav in.
These are the 5 minutes.
The chayav in chala, right. Govaltalechem, what is it? Gvultalechem, what does it mean? It's bordered with bread. Adkan gvuloshalechem. Until here was the definition of bread. In other words, here the Tanakh gives us the definition of bread in Yeshaya. Ask more, lemein min kabbalah, can we learn from Nevi'im, which is called Kabbalah in Hebrew, that which is Mesorah? Rabbi Simon said, yes. We might receive the Zayah, which says immediately after, V'yisroel ha-mishpot elokav. God will force him, will afflict him or torture him with his mightiness. Yoreinu, and he will teach us by doing so. So everything which is mentioned in this parak in Yeshaya, Kimishu Dvar Torah, is like Dvar Torah. Because it's saying Hashem will fight for us and be successful against our enemies. So whatever the case may be, I'm not sure if that's what the pasuk means, but I'm assuming it's something like that. So therefore, once that occurs, so then we'll have the brachos of Eretz Yisrael. I think that's referring to. So in any event, the bottom line is, so the Chor, we said whatever it is, it's not halachic. So we said it is halachic. In other words, we can, since it says there that you want to teach a person from this pasuk, so therefore we can even learn out halachos d'oraisa from this pasuk. Okay. So that's what we learn out from Yisro. Now, once we mention that, we're off in a tangent. Amar Rabbi Simon, Elin Nashaya, those women, Darman who say, Lo Neil B'nei Elchisha, we don't take our sons to school. In Chamile Melaf, if he's suitable to learn, Melaf will learn anywhere, he doesn't have to go to school. Lo Avdin Tavus, they're not good, doing good. Ella, why? Because it says, V'Yisro La Mishpot, only if you make the kids suffer in judgment. Eloik of Yorena will his master teach him. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Raina ben Pazi, Rishon bar Pazi, share me an instant said, the Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiko, he armishes the Goyek Rabbi Shmuel son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiko, because it mixes and matches spices. and didn't put them in the proper order. The time, look, Rabbi Shmuel ben Shabbila me broke on there, Yochel made, not spices, I meant grains. Oh my, Yochel maybe minakus minishibola shuva shrifon, maybe you could bring the korban. It's korban omer. Yeah, korban omer on the second day Pesach. Maybe it could be brought from kusmin, from spelt, from bishibol shul, from oats, rashifon, and maybe you could also catch some sifon, which is rye. So,
right.
Yeah, we do have a pasuk. It's about to bring v'dinu, and it's a logic. If chitim, which are never kosher for any other mincha, all the ones enumerated, are kosher for mincha ha'omer, so then. I'm sorry, I lost my place. Dino machim chitim shekoshul shakum ros. If wheat, which is good for all the other menachos, lo koshul mincha somer, it's not good for the mincha somer, because it's specifically precluded by a pasuk. Kusmin shibola shuva shifon. Spelt. Shalok kashu, spelt rye and oats, which are not good for any other carbon. Shalok kashu, shalok kashar kol kabam minachas. And on this day, kashu minachas omer. They're certainly not going to work for minachas omer. Says one, it's not a good rye. Sorim yochichu. What about barley? Shalok kashu, shalok kamelz. You can't use it for any other mincha. For kashu minachas omer, yet they are good for the mincha of the omer. No, says Gemara. No, that's not a no. No, lo imamaita b'sorim shem milcha soita boy man. How can you tell me you don't use barley for any other mincha? You certainly do. You're using for the mincha brought by a woman who's suspected of such behavior. No, so but that's only there. Tomar b'kusmin v'shibola shua v'shifon, but by all the other lower grades of spelt, rye, and oats. She'ein mincha soita boi man, from which the mincha soita cannot be brought, in that case it can serve what? Can't serve as an omer. Yotzu chitim rakosav. How do we know the chitim are excluded from being an omer? From a pasuk. What's the pasuk? It doesn't really say here, but it says that you bring the korban omer aviv geres karmel. You bring it during the spring, and it says that on Pesach time, and that's intimately connected to.
The
it says aviv there, and it's intimate, it's connected by Xer Shova. So the aviv at the end of Parshas Bo. So in Parshas Bo,
Parshas Bo,
Vayera. Things in Parshas Vayera. Says in Parshas Bo, Vayera. Vasora aviv, the barley was still young and fresh, like springtime. So therefore, it was springtime. So therefore, it wasn't damaged by the hail which came down in Mitzrayim. So he draws there. Shabbat says aviv by Pesach in the springtime, and says aviv by the barad in Mitzrayim by the hail. So I say, just like the barad in the hail that was not affected is the barley which is brought from Minchas Omer is also. The substance brought from Islam is also barley. Okay, is that clear? So,
is that true?
Yeah, that's how we learn how to be barley. Mr. Zuger, we have to both wake up. No offense to you. It's to me. Listen, how do we know the Minchas Omer comes from barley? Because there's a Xeris HaKosuv, Xeris Shava. It says by the Minchas Omer, brought on the second day Pesach, Aviv. And it says by the Mark of Borod, by the hail in Mitzrayim, it didn't afflict the Sora, didn't afflict the Sora. Why? Because it was Aviv. It was still hadn't properly grown because it's still the springtime. So from this we learn that the only substitute for Minchas Omer is barley. How do we preclude any other substance? That's how we preclude wheat. Now, how do we preclude the other types of grain? Kusmin, Shibola, Shul, and Shifon, right? How do we preclude all of them? Say, Kavachomer, right? A Kavachomer. Certainly they're also. Now, that's all according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, they're certainly precluded. Why? Because they're less good than wheat. They're inferior to wheat, and wheat is precluded. And he's the author of our Mishnah. Baram Krabonan, but however, you're at top of base on base? Where are you now?
We're
in the bottom, still base on
the 4 lines from base on the Aleph.
Oh, still at the bottom?
Yes.
Where are we up to? I'm Rabbi Yossi. Mi sova Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi shemin chasov Rabbi min akusmi. Look, he says, our Mishnah is authorized by Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochum ben Bruka. Our Mishnah had a havamina that we should allow kusmi or Rabbi Shmuel. If you look back at our mission, look back at the mission being the parent. He gave them a sechta. The Mishnah said, the five things are chai v'chal, chitin, soren, kusmin, shibol, shua, v'shifon. So they're lumped together, all these five substances. There's an opinion, which is Rabbanan's opinion, that each one is correlated to a prior one. That chitin and soren relate to shibol, shua, and shifon, whereas kusmin are separate, or one of those things. Rye is a poorer form of wheat. A spelt is a poor form of wheat, and rye is a poor, and one of them is a poor form of barley. I forget which one.
Is it
spelt? No, spelt is
one
wheat.
One of them is still going to stand out on its own.
Yeah, that's true, but the other two are subcategories.
Well, I thought barley was the poorest. That's why it's used for the soap.
No, it's not. It's these are even poorer than the.
So how much not used minchas soter?
What?
Doesn't the soter have to bring the most inferior grain?
No, an inferior grain.
Oh, not the most.
An inferior grain, right? So oats are a subcategory of barley, and spelt is a subcategory of wheat. But that's not indicated in our Mishnah. So we want to say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Shmuel holds that they're all subcategories of barley. Oats, rye, and spelt are all subcategories of barley. So therefore, our Mishnah, which lumps everything together, is like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochum, and Broka. And like him, we preclude everything else from Korban Omer besides wheat and barley from a Kavachomer. Because they're all inferior types of barley, and we preclude them. If we preclude wheat, we certainly preclude these inferior types of barley. That's what we're saying. Now, the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yossi." Rabbi Yossi said, "Me suffer, so suffer, suffer." Rabbi Yudah ben Bazi, "Sheminchas suffer b'amin akusmin b'shibola shua v'ashifon." Don't think that that's only according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochum ben Broka, who makes them all inferior to barley. But even Rabbanan, who might argue, and all that there's specific categories, which means that oats, shibolashua, are subcategory of barley, and spelt, kusmin, is a subcategory of wheat, don't think that according to them, our you can bring a minchas omer from any substance besides wheat or barley either. From spelt, from oats, and from rye? No, it can't. Ilumado martenim shkoros alai. If I said, I give a very strange marshal here. I said, I'm asking, a person says he's asking black figs upon himself. Shema ino mutar bilvonis. You think he's not permitted to eat white figs? Of course he's permitted to eat white figs. He only took an edit from black figs, right? El shkoilosam, my levonis lomar. He says he only asks himself in black figs, not in white figs. Hachanami here too. What do we say? Well, it doesn't say nami. Whether you can preclude them from exerish from a kavachomer or not, it's immaterial. We know explicitly it's exerish of, it says aviv, and it's like over here it's barley and nothing else, so to over there by omer it's also barley nothing else. Shibolisho aviv lomar, because shibolisho simply is not fit the category of aviv. So the bottom line is interesting. It's that all these grains are also in chodesh, but the korban omer, which is mati them, can only be brought from two of these grains. What two grains can we bring it from? Oh, only from one of these grains. What grain can we bring it from? Only from barley, not from anything else. Okay. Buram. However, now going back to the original topic, we said originally that according to our missions, Rabbi Shua, Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broga, therefore he lumps them all together, and there are no sadur categories. However, like Rabbanon, Shloi Shemini, maimed, there are just three overarching categories. What are they? Hashifa min kusmin. Rye is a type of oats. I thought it was the other way around. Oh, it's a type of barley. No, what's the difference? Whatever the subcategory, let's assume the Gemara is right and I was wrong. It doesn't make sense, right?
Oats are probably the healthiest of all the five.
Well, it's nice that none of this has to do with health, but right. Hashiva mean kusmin rise in form of oats, shibola shuo, and rise in form of spelt, and shibola shuo oats mean sorim are a type of barley. That's true, by the way, because oats are animal fodder. Just like barley is animal fodder, right? So therefore they're similar. Okay, Rabbanan the Kisarim Boyan. Rabbanan in Caesarea said, they made the statement, Matnina, what does it say in the Mishnah? Chamisha Minim? Does it say five types? Lo! Chamisha Dvarim, it says five things. So our Mishnah can even go, it does not be Goyak Rabbi Shmuel. You don't have to say that all three of the subsequent things in our Mishnah, Shibol, Shua, Shifon, and Kusmin, are all subcategories of barley, and say that our mission is going like Rabbi Shmuel. That's what lumps them together. Our mission is enumerating not types, which would be indicated as minim, but words indicated by the word volume. And therefore, there's no you can't make any botanical the distinctions the way you want to make them. Okay, shnei dvarim min echad. It's possible that our mission didn't bother enumerating, but two of these things are one category, one min, and two of the other things are another category of a second min. Okay. Time and team, we learned over there. Ezu min bimino. What is A considered to be the same min? Achitim emit starvi mako. Wheat doesn't join together with anything. Ela ima kusmin, only with spelt. Barley joins together with everything besides wheat. Rabbi Yossi said this happens all the time. This general guiding principle. Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yechon said it's only tamon b'noshuch kam b'bo. In order for this to work, in order for them to be tired with each other, they have to not just be touching each other, which be like nushing, biting each other, right? They have to be kneaded together. Right? Or they have to be kneaded together. Tire Rav Chiya came. Rav Chiya also learned this. V'kulon shebolulon tvua. Anytime you mixed in them.
There's no more visual, even if you fried it completely. Don't forget, this is one thing, right? Once you have actual something, right? Totally, you fried it to the max. There's no cooking if you do more. Right.
Yeah, the kula chabalalon, whenever you fully mix them, not if they're just biting each other, if they're actually mixed together, right? The kula chabalalon, tvuah, kumachim, ubetseikos, then the grain, the flour, and the dough are all mitzdarif, all mitzdarif to challah. Okay, ires rashi isios. What if you combine together the heads of two different doughs? So Amar Rabbi Yisrael said that doesn't work. V'hei noshuch lavkim urasu noshuch, when they're touching together, even biting each other, right? Because they're so close, it's still not kamuras. It's still not interlaced. So there, in that case, they're not mitzdarif l'chala. Okay, they don't join together to make challah, because the only time they join together to make challah is not if it's noshuch, not if it's just biting, not if it's oris, if it's a little bit mixed together, but rather if it's mamish kneaded together, only then is the chiyuv challah devolved from all of them independently. Okay, says a word further. What if taki, you didn't have a shear in each one enough? So you join all of them together in order to make challah. Can be like on the challah, the rice or not? Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Shmuel Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel Loki said, "Hey, looking at challahs in the vater, you not don't get malchus on the challah, me the rice." Such thing. In other words, you have to have a specific amount from each grain needed in order to be chayv and bona fide challah. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said, Reish Lakish Kedaite. Reish Lakish is like his line of reasonings. Now, how does this work? Let's say here the Mashbiach, because he changed the gear so dramatically.
Mrs. Uber?
Oh. Let's start from on the right hand side, this is the last column. Maushika Achalos and Dvar Torah. Got it? Second paragraph. Where are you? Well, the beginning of the second paragraph. Yeah. Mao Shiyuka Chalos and the Dvar Torah. The Hainu Im Mishtam Minim Im Lokit Dvar Torah. If you mix in two sets together, you get Malkus and Raisa. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem, Rabbi B'Shem Shmuel, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi B'Shem, Rabbi Shiri Shloki said, "Ein Lokia Chalos and Dvar Torah. You don't get Malkus on the Chal Dvar Raisa. They Mitzarev Esom Mirabonim. The two types only join together Mirabonim." I'm Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Rabbi Yaakov Barach said, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish Kedaite, it's like his line of reasoning. The Omar, because he said, and this is completely not like our Gemara, Ha Pigul, Ha Noisar, V'Tomei. Pigul, right, Noisar and Tomei. Sheshachon, which you ground together, beat Luzeh et Zeh. They cancel each other out, and if you eat a geshmak burger made out of pigul, noisar, and tomei, how many laven do you bring karbonas for? None. Because each one is bata baruch. Each one is bata baruch.
Yeah, we did.
I'm Rabbi Yisrael. They said, low diamond is no comparison. Tamon zeh osur v'roh zeh osur. Now, tamon here, this being Yushalmi means? Here. Here, this both of them are also. Kloimar, meaning the brackets here. Basoyos, when you join the two loaves together, and rak shtai machayam mechala, only two which are connected, which are chayam mechala. And neither can be mevatel the other, so they don't join together. V'zelochodesh says not a new thing. Asher tevas tamon kayalocha. Nimshami all over tamon means here, right? Biramocha, but here meaning there. By people nicer and tamek shnei devorim rabbi malechot. The two forbidden substances cancel out the other forbidden substance, and they play around Robin, right? Two cancel one, and the other two cancel one, and so on and so forth. Let's put the brackets. Second line from the bottom. Ilu amar echad. Chamesh asoyas michamisha minim v'orvon. If a person said he wants to take five batters.
Only he could, so shachar brings a korban.
No, that's not the case. Ilu
echad amar asay chamish asiyos.
Doesn't bring a
chakras at all. Right. If a person made five combinations of of dough, michamisha meaning from five different types, and you mix them together, omrav shim and lokash shim, v'omrav shim and lokash shim and lokash says, ain't lokash lost in Dvar Torah. The Yeus. You don't get Malkus on their on them the Raisa, and that's a good svara. Now, how do we? What are the three things here? Not sure that works. Tell you what he's trying to say, although I don't fully understand how he's saying it. Ilu Omar Echad Asei Chamesha Sius Chamesha Minim V'Irvon. You had five different doughs for the five different types, and you mix them. Omar. Oh, okay, I got it now. It's like, let me tell you outside and what's going on, and then we'll say it inside. Reish Lakish holds that Pigel Noser and Tomer, if you have the Pigel Noser Tomer burger, you don't bring anything. Here, Reish Lakish doesn't hold that way. He can't hold that way. Why? He doesn't hold that way. It's not that he can't, but he doesn't hold that way because here we're just talking about two different meanings, or at least two different meanings. Or even if we have five different meanings, there's nothing to be, there's no bittle. Because you don't have any way to gang up. There's no ganging up here. It's not going to work. But we don't see Reish Lakish saying gang up. So that's what he's saying here. How could have Reish Lakish told us that gang up works? Only if he had told us that if you make five different loaves from the five different meat and put them together, it's chayv and challah. And he never said such a thing. If it is, it's only chayv derabanan, not d'oraisa. So, since that is the case, over here, you can't get Malkus d'oraisa. There can't be any. Because there's no way in which when you join, when we're saying when you join five together, there's no way in which they can all become one unit and one substance in order to make you chayv and chalad or raisa. Again, Reish Lakish, we wanted to know whether there's a way you can get chalad malchus or raisa on a case where you eat the shear of grain of dough, but made up for various different types. And Reish Lakish said no. And and the Gemara says, oh, this must be because by Pigul no certain Tomei, Reish Lakish says that you can't give the guy Malkus because the two cancel the one. Here, Reish Lakish doesn't hold the two cancel the one, right?
Each one has is a chatzis shear.
Each one has a chatzis shear and they add up to a shear.
So Reish Lakish says that they don't add up.
They don't add up, right?
Chatzishir
also minatora. He doesn't hold the chatzishir also minatora. Right.
So that's there. Now here you have chatzishir of each one of those components, and they don't add up either.
Yeah, but that's not what he says.
Yeah,
it makes sense, but that's not what he says. Because he says if all five were together, would work. If all five were together, would work. Yeah. In other words, it's only when it's one and one. Let's say barley and wheat, he says it doesn't work. But it'd be barley, wheat, and spelt, so it would work. But why taka would it work?
But if it makes it worse, Let's say you're gonna burn it, it's okay to put it next to the door.
Each dough is a fifth of the shear.
Alright, but I can't make it work out. I also understand what difference is going to be between two and five. Well, I do understand what the difference is, but I.
That's it. Okay, we'll stop there.
I'm stuck with him. I'm going to go back to the Gemara. After all that, I don't know it's going to work out. Let's go back to the Gemara. Maush, let's start from Maush Yukacholos and the Minatar. You have that? Bays on the bays. Towards the bottom. If you join all five of them together, you get Malchus on the Dvar Torah. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Shmuel and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Vo b'shem Rishim b'Lokas said, "Ain't looking at Chosim Dvar Torah. You don't get Malchus on the Chalad or Raisa." Om Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rabbi Shimon Lokish Gedate. Shimon Lokish is like his line of reasoning. These Spalgun they argue. These Spalgun we have Machlokas. The Mashpiach's problem is Machlokas doesn't appear anywhere in Shas. Nowhere in Bavli. He says, "Apigul v'anoser sheshochba." But here it is, you have pigul and noser without tummy, which you ground together. Rabbi Yochanan mar lo biklu zeza, they don't cancel each other out. And you get malchus. Reish Lakish mar biklu zeza. Now here, that's where Mashbiel's difficulty was, they're mevatel each other, even one substance is mevatel the other. Now that's really, he doesn't like that. He says, Pigul and Noisar can be mevatel Tomei, and Noisar and Tomei can be mevatel Pigul, and so on and so forth. But here, you don't have, here's where Reish Lakish is saying a very big chiddush. He's saying, Pigul is mevatel Noisar, Noisar is mevatel Tomei. Now here, it's not a half a shear from both, right? It's a shear from both. But since you ground them together, each one is mevatel the other. Okay? So that's what he says. It's a mevatel on the terms of Isurin. The mixture is mevatel. So here too, Lichor Reish Lakish is going to say, Reish Lakish is going to say by us, that also you have the different medium together. No matter if they're two or five, the Mashpiach tried to distinguish if they're two or if they're five. If they're two, then you can't. Then it's not batel, and then you can't make challah the rice out of them. But if they're five together, then each four can be batel the other one. You can have challah the rice. But the Gemara clear the Gemara as the Gears is in front of us doesn't make such a distinction. On the contrary, no matter how many you have together, according to Reish Lakish, there's no way it's ever going to be chayiv to araisa. Period. Why? Because of this principle. Just like by Pigel and Nosa, which join together, Reish Lakish holds, they cancel each other out, and then there's no malchus. So here you put all five together, meet araisa, it backfires. They cancel each other out, and there's no chayiv chalo, right? The only way you have chayiv chalo is if each one has independently. Okay? Rabbi Yosef says, "Little diamond, they're not similar." Taman Amar Zeveze Oser. Now here, I didn't think of this. The Mashpiach Schap. I saw the very, very dochuk what the Mefarshim say here, but maybe with the Mashpiach Schap, at least this will help me. Taman, which normally means over there in the Yerushalmi, of course, means over here. So they all learn means over there, like normal. But maybe Taka does mean over here. Taman. Omar Zev is that also, right? Over there.
Right? What does this mean? It's like, it's, it just says,
over there.
Things are set up in an orderly din fashion. Then, ain't din lamal. But ain't din lamal.
No, it's not going to work here either.
Look at the next line. Taman Amar Zev is also Baram Hocha Shnei Dvorim Rabbi Malechum Mevatlim also. There are no two things against one. That's Baram. That's why the Mashpiach seems to be correct. We got to throw in Tomei because he sees says there are two against one, right? And the way the Gemara is written in front of us, there is no two against one. So let's learn. Let's throw in the two again. Let's throw it in. Okay. So what the Mashpiach does is he takes says there's no place in Shas where Rabbi Yochanan argues in Reish Lakish. Let's accept that from the Mashpiach. Let's take out this Rabbi Yochanan. And let's say toy about a case where Reish Lakish says Neisar and Pigel and Tomei all three Taka. You can't be chayev because each one is bottle. Each Isser is bottle in the other two. Right. Even if you have a whole shear. Each Isser in turn is bought on the other two. So therefore, you can't transgress anything. Now, so I wanted to say the same thing here, where you have five types of grain, each one cancels the other one out. They don't join together, and therefore you can't be chayiv and chal d'oraisa. And that, Rabbi Yosef lo damyun. Rabbi Yosef says they're not similar. Taman Omar zev zeh oser. Over there, you have everything is oser. And the surim cancel each other out, right? In other words, each of these surim cancels the other isur, right? So, because isurim cancel. That's the nature of isurim, right? Since everything is osur, so each one we cancel, it's turn and say, well, yes, this is osur, but this osur is canceled by these two other isurim, and so on and so forth. But here you want to say two things overwhelm the other and mevatel it. How are you going to be mevatel? There's nothing to be mevatel here.
Oh, this is good. I like this. Like what I'm about to say.
There, is surim or batel. Something which is not osur is not batel. It's not an isur here yet. If you have something which is Isser, it's Bata Barov. Something which is not Isser can't be Bata Barov. So therefore, over there, you can say that the Pigel is Bata and Isser and Tome. And the Isser is Bata and the Pigel and Tome. Because Halachas are Bata. But reality is not Bata. We're not Mevatel barley. We're not Mevatel spelt. We're Mevatel Halachas. Halach of Isser, Halach of Heter is Bata. So therefore, he says here, "Farbitlu atchelo nase iser." You want to be mevatel them until they're before they become an iser. You can't do that. When can they be batel? Only once they become iser. Here there's no iser, you have to be mevatel. There's not to be batel. Ilu echad also chamesh sios v'chamesh mechamisha minim v'irvon. If a person made if you would find the case where Shimon ben Lakish said that if you mitzari five of them, you still don't get Malkus. But he did say before you don't get Malkus. I don't know. All right. It's too late. I'm going to give up. I have to come back tomorrow, Shukal, Chalos, and Bukhal Torah, and so on Monday. I have to see if I can sort it out and figure it out. Too tough. I actually wrote it on the side. I had earlier a hope shot. But now I don't understand what I wrote here. All right. We'll try again on Monday.